story all about me and my family. I tell a story all about our glory. We are stronger than we've ever been before. We have come here, and I know a little more. What you need to is listen up. I am kind of a big deal. I don't want to be anything other than who I am. I rise, I hold my life here on this tenfold. I'm done, I fight for my brothers and my sisters. We will fight for justice. I am kind of a big deal. I am gonna be myself.
You know what traumatized the fuck out of me when I was a kid? I watched a puppy run into the road and get smashed by a car. I will forever, ever, ever remember that moment.
Kept telling me, I'm not going to be one of them guys that comes to jail and he's gay and then goes home. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. But like, technically, I have already had you because, like, you want me. So, like, but yeah, like, and oh, he was so fucking hot. I don't even know what I could compare him to.
Channing Tatum?
No, short, skinny, tattooed, but, like, small. But he was, like, hard-faced. Like, his face looks like he had been through hell, you know? But he looked hot.
Huh.
So it's hard to, like, he hot guy. But, like, you could tell he was, like, older but looked younger. Little, but been through rough, a little rough, like, roughness enough to be, like, manly, really manly about it. But small, skinny, tattooed.
You know what that sounds like to me?
What?
A hard time. And I'm not just talking about
hard
jail.
Time while doing hard time. Double jeopardy. I want my time back. Give me money. Now my back hurts. Oh, honey.
That puts a whole new meaning to being kind of a big deal.
What's this? Somebody is messaging me. Jeffrey, get back to us after the podcast.
After the podcast, you're going to message back and want to be a guest.
We should have him every Monday to do a podcast.
We should.
Fucking do it right now. I don't care. It's 9 o'clock. Though. I don't know if his mom wants him over here doing a podcast 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, no, probably not. Night.
They sneak out. Tell your mom goodnight. Keser's coming over here.
That's the perfect advice to give a 16-year-old. Yeah. Just sneak out.
At least he's sneaking out over here to do a podcast, you know? But then that'll probably just get him on the mind. Hey, I can sneak out and do that. I can sneak out and do other things.
Yeah, at least he's not doing drugs.
You know, and he could. Is this recording?
Yes.
I can't say what I was about to.
I decided that I was going to record those types of things to make like
a looked down at the last minute and I'm like, wait a minute, them buttons ain't bright. And I'm like, I can't say what I'm about to say.
I thought it would be cool to have like snippets of conversation and like the intro. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I might pick a different song, you know, revamp a little bit and have like snippets of us.
Well, we need something to upload on Facebook, TikTok. Clips.
Yeah.
60 seconds, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You could do 3 minute ones. I'll do all kinds of fucking 3 minute ones.
And then we'll be like,
we'd be some 3 minute motherfuckers. And we'd be like, you know.
At the end of it, it could say, and now, kind of a big deal podcast with Douglas Parks and Clay Phoenix. You know, all radio announcer type voice.
So what's up with the Clay Phoenix thing?
He will rise from his own ashes.
So. That was very poetic.
Well, that's what it is.
Doug's right. The Phoenix part comes from rising up and being myself and conquering things. Clay is my middle name.
And that's why he's working out so much, because a Phoenix can carry 10 times their weight. And he needs to be able to do that.
And also,
I'm going to tie my car to him, make him board up the road.
Clay Phoenix keeps the podcast separate from my regular life.
And his tears have healing powers.
You know what I mean? It separates my regular life from the podcast because I'm a manager and.
But you're still cool going by Terry on it.
Oh, yeah. People call me Terry on it all the time.
Okay. I was just making sure because, like.
The listeners know that my real name's Terry.
Okay.
And I'm always saying Terry, and then I'm like, Clay. And then, like, I've been catching myself.
It don't matter what people call me on the podcast, because the listeners know my name's Terry, because in the beginning I was using Terry Miller.
Okay, that's good, because I'd feel weird calling you by your middle name.
Yeah.
That's reserved for, like, when you're in hot water or something.
Yeah.
Susie's daughter changed her name to Max and wanted Susie to call her Max. And Susie was, like, hesitant and, like, trying to work on it for a long time, and I talked to her about it. I'm like, just because you're calling her Max, it's just like her having a nickname. You don't have to look at it as like her rebelling against the identity that you wanted her to have. You know, she's wanted her own identity, so just let her have it. It's not a big deal. And that's what Susie did. And like her and her daughter are real close. If she'd have been one of those mothers, it was like, you're not doing this and blah, blah, you're not doing that. No, no, no. Like that would just give your child something to rebel against. It's almost like pick your battles.
Honestly, I think the name change thing is really fucking stupid.
But
like, only because if you're going to go with Max, go all the way with Maximilian. Like, 10 times better, phenomenal name. You can go by Max still, just legally, if you're going to legally change it, Maximilian.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, there's no legal change at this point. It's just.
I thought that was what you do. Like, you go through the transition, you get your name change, and then you legally change it, right?
Well, eventually, if you're in a transgender lifestyle and you're. Changing your identity completely to what?
Well, isn't that what he's doing?
No, at this point, she is a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, okay. So she's just starting her journey or whatever.
She's just going through whatever she's going through, and she wants to be called Max, and she doesn't identify either way right now. She's not having sex, actually, at all. So she's just a young girl who's experimenting with her identity and how she feels emotionally toward other people. You know, but she's also had her hardships in life that made her guarded the way she is and have her walls or boundaries or whatever they are, you know, And that's for her to talk about if she ever wants to, you know. But, like, we've all been through shit. We all handle it differently. We all do different things about it.
So,
you know, some of us, you know, push people away. Some of us draw people in, you know.
I'm actually kind of curious to have her on and talk to her about it.
Yeah, but I think you and her alone would do a lot better than if I or Susie were there, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a lot better.
A one-on-one kind of thing?
And
yeah.
Even
yeah.
if it was, like, say, you and another female, maybe.
That wasn't her mother?
You know, but just you and her would be a lot better, you know. But, yeah, another female that, just so she would not feel uncomfortable. She, I don't think she'd feel uncomfortable around him, but you never know, whatever. If another female was there, if it made her feel more comfortable, it would be up to her, you know. But, yeah, I would love to get her story or just hear her.
So
I want everybody to hear everybody's story and understand people. Then you won't be judging people so much, you know.
What are her pronouns, though? Because I kind of feel rude. Like, I bounce back and forth because now I'm a little confused.
I still say Michelle all the time, and then I catch myself, and I'm like, Max, you know, and it's really not.
Well, yeah, you're trying to be respectful, but yeah. You just forget. It slipped your mind. It's not out of disrespect, though.
So they, them, there.
They, them, there.
Like, because it's, they're,
is that what?
They're not.
They are going by?
She's non-binary. She's not a gender.
Oh, okay.
Gender doesn't matter right now. She loves who she loves type thing, you know.
Well, isn't...
But it's on a spiritual connection.
Isn't that pansexuality, I thought? Like, loving somebody for their...
It is.
For their mind, not their body.
It is, but pansexuals still see gender, I think, like, on a different level.
Oh,
There's two differences. They are parallel with each other, I think. Non-binary and pansexual.
So non-binary is where you don't identify as either sex. So you, non-binary, they can still have female attributes or like dress like a female or dress more quote-unquote masculine, and they're fluid. So, like, they...
You ever watch Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Wait, is gender fluidity the same thing as being non-binary?
Because
I've heard that term, gender fluid, thrown around a lot, but I don't know what it means.
Gender fluid is a broad term for... Don't quote me on this.
It.
I feel
Google,
like...
helps me, because that's how I learn a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, but there's so much, like, contradicting information, because every person seems to have, like...
What
differing
it is,
opinions
yeah.
on it. There is no set
what it
guideline.
Is everybody wants to feel special and unique.
Which so is they, fair, but...
Which they want their own identity is what it is. So like, but then there's variants that... like me. When I was young, it was 1994, 96. 96 when I came out. Things were different back then. Like, and it was a lot better than it was 20 years before that. You know, it's progressed. It progresses. Like, but when I was going through back then, you know, my mom told me I was possessed by Satan and I wasn't welcome in her house.
Ah, Diablo.
And my dad said that if he ever saw me, he'd kill me. Like, that's what their thought was. I disappeared for 2 months before I even came around. My brother said he was going to kick my ass when he saw me. It was a big thing. When I first saw my brother 2 months after that, he came walking up to me and just wrapped his arms around me, gave me a hug, and said, I love you no matter what. And we were good since then.
So he took a little time to think about it and realized
and the girl he was with at the time was really who he was with. Shelly was like, no, she really stepped in and like,
she opened his eyes out.
Get where he needed to be, you know? Like, didn't you always know? You know, things like that. And get him past his denial and anger. You know, she really was. Really, really helped out a lot.
That's awesome.
And my sister, like, always, like, oh, yeah, it's good. I'm cool. Like, everything's hunky-dory, Ace 100 to your face. And then we'd go to my mom or somebody else and talk shit about me.
Oh.
Like, so I, like, that's just who she is. Like, that's who she'll always be. You know, that's why I don't trust her or hang around her. Fuck that dumb shit. I'm not playing these games no more in my life.
No. Now, life's too short to be worrying about.
I do not have to be around that. I do not have to put up with it because we're family.
No.
You know, I'm no. Like, come right or don't come at all. On my face mostly, sometimes on my back, it depends.
So. Non-binary is denoting or relating to a gender or sexual identity that is not defined in terms of traditional binary opposition, such as male and female or homosexual and heterosexual. Then gender fluid is denoting or relating to a person who does not identify themselves as having a fixed gender. So gender fluid means you don't have a fixed gender.
Right.
Where non-binary, you do not have a fixed sexuality.
Okay, so gender fluidity is the physical aspect of it due to genitals, and then the non-binary is more on the sexuality preference.
Yes.
And okay.
Pansexual is more toward, like,
and the personality. Pansexual is a specific type of sexuality.
Yeah, like, they're sexually attracted to individuals' personalities and, like, whatever interests, most, like, whatever.
Okay, that makes you some know, sense, actually.
If they're interested in this dick.
I feel like I just opened my third eye.
If they're interested in
stuffing should
muffins, then that's what they get.
We should do a whole entire episode where we, like, talk about these different things.
Well,
cause
we did do one a while back in the attic at your mom's house.
It wouldn't hurt to retouch up on the
we
subject,
did an
though.
Episode about it, but we didn't. I don't think we did it much justice.
Yeah, I think
we had rushed things back then, and we were on time frames, and it was like the situation was like tight, like a tiger.
Well, and a lot of that was because all the sound traveled upstairs, so like a lot of times, like you can hear in those
old
recordings.
Yeah, we had cars flying by, and
yeah, that's messy.
Yeah,
noise. You know, and you had Squawk 1, Squawk 2, Squawk 3, and Squawk 4 all squawking at each other.
What?
Squawks. Yeah, that's what happened. When the girls start fighting.
Oh,
squawk, the girls were squawking.
And then the bird would start.
Yeah, the bird would start cussing and I'm telling them to shut the fuck up.
Then you got the kids. You got the 3 and 4 year olds standing there looking at their parents and they're thinking, how is it we're so much smarter than they are? I love you girls, but I'm right.
They know you're right. And they love you anyways, Doug.
I know. I just love them all.
Just love them all.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so pansexual means not limiting in sexual choice with regard to biological sex, gender, or gender identity.
So, like you said, it's more on the personality rather than what's in their fucking pants.
Yes.
Which is, okay.
What's it called?
That makes perfect sense.
What's it called when you fall in love with your car or your pillow?
Autophilia, oh. I think.
Yeah, like there's a thing for items.
I'm pretty sure my buddy, and he knows who the fuck he is, has that or is that way because I've seen him on multiple occasions trying to fuck his tailpipe. I mean, it was dry humping, if I wasn't around, I think there would have been like insertion. So,
I mean, if he inserts one of those rubber flaps on the inside of it, so that when he sticks it in there and you start the car, and somebody else can like push the gas.
I mean, what if he just did a what if he did a pocket pussy in the tailpipe,
like, pipe in
the
get
Hummer. It fitted, and then just have the same situation?
What if he sat on his tailpipe?
Yeah, you were right.
He's getting a tailpipe in the tailpipe.
Well, he's straight as an arrow, so I don't think that would work for him.
We've already decided that it's a shame that straight men aren't enjoying the wonderful erotic feelings of anal play and be able to do it comfortably because the world's put a stigma on, oh, that's gay. Because you can be with your wife and use tools, and she can hit those spots that, like, you can't get otherwise, like the G-spot and all that stuff, and do that. And it's not gay. You're doing it with a girl. You know, it's if you're doing it with a guy, it's gay. If you're doing it with a girl, it's straight.
See,
so, like, you should be able to comfortably explore whatever you want without feeling like somebody's judging you.
See, you're not wrong on that, because I've heard a story at a bar the one time from 2 grown-ass men that are, you know, quote-unquote straight old heads, and they talked about getting their prostate milked.
Yeah.
For a solid 30 minutes, and they said it wasn't gay. And
it's not.
It's not. But the fact that they were so enticed by it just proves your point. Just go for it, I guess. I mean, it's not my cup of tea, but
the prostate man.
Just go for it.
It does wonders for an orgasm. Pressure on the prostate.
Yeah, and when you're with your wife for 20 years and things are getting boring, dude, just let her stick her finger up there and rub your prostate while she blows you. You will, like, totally be like, all right, now we're now sex is interesting again. And you can save your relationships. You got to grow with each other.
Make sex great again.
Yeah, bring sex back better. Do you know what I'm making fun of? The president said build back better.
Build
his,
what?
His logo theory is build back better.
Build?
Yeah, because Trump's was make America great again, but Biden's is build back better.
Triple B.
Yeah. And that's why I was saying it was a joke I was making. It's build back better.
And that's fair the enough. Show, folks.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just, that was kind of, he kind of come up with something better than build back better.
I mean, he was trying to one up something that was already pretty good. Like,
maybe he's into triple B's. What size tits his wife
have? He's also into kids touching his legs.
I haven't seen the first lady at all.
I'm sure she's been in photos, but I'm never drawn to look at her actual face. I don't know what she looks like.
I saw her in
you think
Russian
she's just
coverage.
A mirage that's put up around him so he don't realize that he's, you know, a robot?
Insane?
Yeah, they're all robots.
I just picture she's like a nanny for his old ass and just like, no, you can't have ice cream for every meal, Joe. Come on.
Somebody should totally start memes with that shit.
No candy for you, Joe.
Joe.
That would be so funny. No talking about children rubbing your legs during a presidential election, Joe.
Joe, go to your room. No nuclear football either.
And then someone said it was like on one of those shows that like back when the presidents were fighting who was going to be president. And they were having all those different theories on different things.
Yeah.
I think it was Seth Rogen or one of them. Somebody said something about that. And I was like, now see, I got high and I forgot what I was talking about. But it was something funny he said about that, the presidents and stuff and the Build Back Better thing. I can't remember what it was. It was a joke. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Well, don't think about it because that'll help you remember. I'm dead ass with that too.
It's like that one thing that, you know, you could teach everybody in life. Don't actually think about it, and you'll remember it.
It's serious, though. The more you think about it, the more you'll forget.
Yeah. You try to focus on it too hard.
I think it was a whole plotted run. He had, like, a bunch of clips, and it was called the President's of Robot Glitches, and it shows what he's talking. He's like, he goes off on his dumb, weird shit, and then comes back. Like, it's, like, glitchy. And then you can hear this fake applause in the background. They say the fake applause is added so that you really think he's being cheered when actually everybody's standing around like...
just dumbfounded.
Did he just talk about a child molesting his leg? Like, come on. Like,
wait, is that actually a thing that he talked about? Or
yes.
Yeah, like, I got a clip of it.
When was this? Was it during
his
State
of the Union? During
the presidential
elections. He was down in Montana or something like that. Like, some country. Oklahoma or somewhere.
And that's the same rally that he was at when somebody handed them their kid. So their kid could, like, sit on his lap or whatever and get a picture taken.
Oh, and he smelled the blonde girl's hair. Well, there was actually a bunch of people that he smelled their hair, but that's besides
the
point. No, the
kid was, like, bouncing up and down, and he's like, I love when kids bounce up and down on my lap.
Okay. That could be taken as... that could be a friendly, you know, pappy kind of vibe, or it could just be really bad.
Very pedophilia.
Very close to it, and I'm hoping that's not the case, but it could be.
I have a theory, but I'll talk about that off air.
I kind of want to hear it.
Yeah,
just pitter patter.
I think Kamala. I think that bitch couldn't get on her own because she got a shady shit she said about locking black people up for weed and all that crap, but she smoked weed also.
Yeah.
So, like, she couldn't get on her own. So she said, we'll ride on the coattails of this dipshit because he's got dementia. We'll get in there. 2 years from now, we'll declare him legally insane. I'll be the vice president. Take over. I get what I want. You know, and then she'll fucking rock the world.
Whatever's I'm gonna happen, really gonna fearful happen. If that actually happens.
You know?
That's That's actually why people voted for Biden, is what they say.
Because they wanted Kamala Harris in office?
Yeah.
First female black president or whatever?
I think she was afraid to run on her own, but I think she should have just done that. I don't know. Maybe she couldn't.
See,
I don't know how that
works. I am perfectly okay with, like, having a first female black president, but I think it needs to come naturally and not off of somebody that's that way.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
It shouldn't come from national guilt. It should come because their hearts are wanting that.
They are for the American people. They are worthy of the title. And there's a lot of people out there that are probably worthy of it. It's just they're not bad people, so they don't really go up that high in politics.
Well, I mean, come on. It's really bad when half of your race don't even like you.
Well, she was kind of against her own race, wasn't she? With the whole locking them up for petty crime and fucking pot.
And she got, like, first female vice president, first black vice president, first Asian black Asian president, vice president, whatever. Like,
did you watch that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't.
Did you watch the presidential speech,
the State of the Union address? No, I didn't get a chance to.
This is a meme I made during it because of what she looked like sitting up there.
Yeah, her face, her.
She looks like she like drank a bottle of laxative before and is trying to tempt how far she can go without losing it.
Sometimes some of the stuff he would say, she'd look at him like, holy shit, did he just say that? Like, you could see that on her face change. And then she'd like, it was just weird how she just sat there like.
I don't know how many times she looked at him like, you're a fucking idiot.
You ever just imagine, like, his press secretary behind the curtain just profusely sweating? Like, he's just like, come on, man, just make it easy for me for one time.
And then. And then Joe's just like, somebody get a bucket and a mop.
don't you say a cleanup on one of these aisles or something like that? Like, where's the peanut butter? I'm looking for peanut butter. Anybody know where peanut butter is? careful, somebody knocked over mayonnaise or something back there. Also, steak. I need steak.
For the love of God.
Meat prices right now are amazing.
Where am I at? What happened? Oh, I'm the president. That's right.
For the love of God, if this podcast does not take off, somebody please shoot me.
What caliber?
Any.
No, there's no.
Just shoot me. This has been years of trying to make something of this, and Doug is finally getting his moment.
Oh.
and we're not even on an actual episode. We're just recording for Shits and Giggles. He's like off the charts. But the actual episodes, he's like.
So what you're saying is I was right earlier when I told you you should start recording because you're going to miss something good.
It would probably be even better if I didn't tell you I was recording.
Most likely.
Well, there was something I would have said that I shouldn't have, so.
All right, well, let me stop it, and then you can say it.
You're good. I'm not worried about that right now.
No, right. Just say what you want.
I can remember it later.
I'll say about cutting this up, and then in the intro, have, like, little clips of us talking.
That's not a bad idea.
I think it would be cool.
Although, I don't like that idea, because, like, if I hear a little clip of something, I expect it to show up later in the episode. You know what I mean? Like, so, what was the idea that you were going to split the clip up and put it in front of the intro of a couple episodes?
No.
Or were you going to take a clip of this and then the rest of it will be a part of the episode and they'll, like, fill it in?
No, like, so, like, I'll release this one as a bonus episode.
Right.
So people have heard it, and then take clips of it and put it in the beginning. So, like, it is, like, has clips of us, like, saying stuff that's funny to, like, entice people.
For, like, future use.
Yeah, like when the theme music plays.
Right, I got you. Okay,
like
so that works.
Lasagna.
Lasagna.
I want lasagna. Benny Puss, you look like Garfield. Make a lasagna.
I think Garfield just eats the lasagna.
That's true. His lazy ass didn't make nothing.
Ruins John's life every time, man.
And I guarantee you Bentley's going to get hair all in it. Coughing up fur balls all night.
Dude, that is the epitome of being a cat owner, though. You deal with all that bullshit, but you still love the little fuck.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Ron when he got hit by his own wand and he started puking up snails and slugs.
What?
Just picturing Benny's hairballs coming out after I ate his lasagna.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Some know what I'm talking about. Others may not. But that is fine.
Mom, please save me.
Mom.
The thing is, he's asking to be saved, but he's the one sitting at the controls.
Yeah. I don't know how that software works, bud.
Yeah, like...
I do. I control this. I control this shit.
But do you?
I do. And I've given you free reign, so you just go.
You don't know about the secret kill switch I put in that thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
it doesn't
no.
exist,
but
so
maybe
it's fine.
I do. The kill switch is if I touch it at all.
Yeah, if there's a magic button on the
top. I'm good with plants, but I touch a computer and it shorts out.
Most people just call it the power button, but it's fine.
But I've also learned you can't just shut that power button off. You have to close it down right.
No, you do. Otherwise, you can have some issues later on, especially if you didn't save your work beforehand.
Yeah, so I don't touch anything.
Yeah, it's better not to. I mean, as long as you don't touch the top of it, you're good.
Once I get a one-week crash course... I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But right now, I don't know how to use it, so I won't touch it.
That's fair.
I'll touch these buttons right here sometimes because I know they make noises. But that's
random
all.
Noises.
I don't mess with nothing else. You know, we should record some new noises.
Oh, yeah. That would be a cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. One of these days, just catch some stuff like you hear every now and then when I'm making my little... You know, making weird noises or a little short joke.
Or when you open up your can in the microphone. Or when you eat in the microphone.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Isn't that what the pop filter's for, though? It's fine. It's okay.
I told you, some people like hearing that noise.
It's ASMR.
Hey. Just like when I was doing that fake blowjob that time, and you're like, don't ever do that again.
That was gross.
What?
You gotta get on it because that's the vibration.
And you did it again.
And you got the suck part.
Honestly, it sounded like you were like aggressively eating some pasta. So,
yeah, you gotta massage the base.
Sound like major pain eating pasta.
Rub the balls.
Put a little finger in the ass.
You just need a little 10-second episode of just that sound bite, and it's called the one where. Doug eats fettuccine Alfredo.
Seafood.
Kind of.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, no.
It was a king crab. Guys, we're talking about walking into a room because you had sisters, so your neck automatically pops up so you don't see people taking shit naked or nothing, you know. I walked in on my parents twice having sex in the bathroom. It's the only bathroom in our house growing up. And I come in. I'm walking through the house. I open up the bathroom door, which is unlocked. And there's my dad with my mom up on the cabinet, the sink, banging her. And she, like, flips up and looks, and she's like, oh, shit. And twice that happened. Twice. I'm like, good Lord, people. What the fuck is it with you banging in the bathroom? Like, it's only one. If you had your urine upstairs, you bang all you want. This is our bathroom, too.
Yeah, but you're only a step away from washing up afterwards, so it's like
yeah, so now when I walk in the bathroom, it's like, who's in here? Anybody in here? Please be honest.
Don't fuck with me, please.
It's kind of like...
It's a trigger. I'm just telling you, it's a trigger.
It's kind of like masturbating in the shower. You ain't got nothing to clean up.
What? Unless that shit will stick to walls, and I'm telling you this right now. When you're in jail... And you walk in there, and it's like you have to clean those bathrooms, and all you see is this white slimy shit all over all the walls. You get pissed off because that shit's hard to get off. Bleach just makes it stick like glue.
I have a question for you. When you were in jail, did you drop the soap on purpose?
I have an answer for you. I became a top when I got to jail. I was a bottom when I first came out, but when I got to jail, I was a top.
Oh, man. I would drop the soap on purpose.
And that's mainly because my first cell buddy that I got into a relationship with, we moved in together and was like cell buddies for a year. Well, that's a whole story I'll tell later. Anyway.
Just tell it.
I don't want to tell his name either. His dick was triangular, meaning that the base of it got really wide.
Yeah.
And it came down almost, not to a point, but it was like a traffic cone type shape.
I had one of those too.
And this motherfucker, like, he bottomed first. And then I let him bottom. It was the first time in jail since, like, I didn't bottom, like, the first time. He fucking crammed it in all the way down, and I fucking hit the floor. I was done after that. Never again. That shit hurt. And he's like, what the fuck did I do wrong? I'm like, do you even fucking know what you're doing? Good Lord. Like, you don't do that shit. This ain't a porn mini video. It's just...
So you took an arrowhead to the asshole.
Yes, to the base.
It's Jesus like, Christ. It's
and
like,
my hole never forgive anybody. It's like, it's like no more.
It's like taking a butt plug and just shoving it right up an asshole.
If you're not expecting that, it's like being raped. Like the beginnings of rape. Because you're like, that isn't, you know, maybe we should have set these boundaries first, or I should have given you lessons on what I want sexually.
Yeah.
You know, but.
That's not like a, oh. Moment. That's like a oh fuck moment.
Yeah, because like I had been in the detention center already for 10 months. I finally get out to the main jail, and I'm there for 6-7 months, not messing around with nobody or doing nothing. And then I find out that somebody I like been crushing on is like really wanting to go, and so we got celled up together, and it was on from there. But like no more, I didn't bottom no more.
It was on like Donkey Kong.
You know, he felt bad.
Did he?
Yeah.
Then why'd he do it?
He never, like, I never gave him a chance to do it again, but.
He never topped before?
No, he never had. He just wanted to try it.
Oh. Like,
so he went back to be the bottom, and that's where he stayed. That's where you kept him. And from then on, I was been a top.
Oh.
You know?
Role reversal.
Yeah, role reversal.
You went from being a bad guy to a good guy, and you went from being a bottom to a top. You just keep changing your life around.
Yeah.
That is positive affirmations.
Yep. Now I'm a pansexual who doesn't care about sex at all.
So you're a demisexual.
Pansexuals. I don't know. Something like that.
You're a demisexual.
Yeah.
It's like pansexual.
But I'm not
going
to say like I'm not interested in sex. I'm not going to be like, I don't care to have sex with anybody again until like I'm fixed myself because I'm damaged. I'm trying to fix that, you know.
Sex is not your motive.
Yeah.
For talking
like,
to people.
I'll take friendships and get to know people because like I want to know somebody before I like get in a relationship with them. I don't want to just jump in a relationship with somebody and then get into it and we find out that we both got issues that we're not ready to like help the other person fix at this moment because we got to work on ourselves type thing, you know.
Yeah, did that before, you don't need to.
Yeah, I want my shit together and then find somebody's got their shit together and see what happens. But like sex isn't important until I get to know somebody and on that level connect with them, you know. And a lot of guys aren't like that. Do they just want to hook up or like, and they see that you're trying to talk and hang out and get to know them, they lose interest. You know?
Yeah.
Because all they want is like one thing. And that's fine if that's what you want. But there's got to be people out there like me too, you know, that just are on my level at some point, you know? But we'll figure that out later. I'm not there yet anyway. It's down the road shit. But right now I identify as leave me the fuck alone.
Don't fucking talk to me. Actually,
stay out of my bubble.
You know what you identify as?
A chicken sandwich. Yeah.
Shrimp salad sub.
That's not what I was going to say.
Actually, that's a better option, yeah. That's nice.
I like shrimping, I like salads tossing, and I like subs.
The trifecta.
Yeah.
Do you like avocado toast?
Yeah.
Are you sure you weren't supposed to be a millennial?
You're a fucking millennial.
You're a fucking millennial, dude.
Eating ass and avocado toast.
I'm everything. I love everyone. I can hang out with old people and make them crack up laughing, and I can hang out with young people and make them laugh their ass off. You know, it's just a gift.
Just pure vibes.
Yep. It's just a gift.
I read a room. My Gemini kicks in. I learn how to adapt and survive. That's how I survived 12 years in prison.
Adapt and survive.
You know, I went in there. I laid low. I scanned everything, you know. I was honest and I didn't like bullshit people. I didn't get involved in nobody's bullshit. You, gang members would sit right beside me and talk about their business. It never went further. I didn't hear it. I didn't do that. I didn't get involved in people's gossip or bullshit.
Another question.
You know, and then people respected me for that.
Would you ever do Survivor?
It would depend on what kind of Survivor it was. You know, I'm not going to go sweat my fucking balls off in some sticky fucking mosquito ridden tropical place where I'm just miserable and eating up. Like, I can't handle that. You know, like, if you want me to walk off into the wilderness, like, let's say, you know, you want to pick Washington State or something like that, and I just go up into the wilderness and survive for a year, hey, I'm down. You know, as long as I could take, like, something like a knife with me or, you know, maybe an axe.
I'd give you, like, a you know? One of them survival hatchets, but, like, an actual quality one.
Yeah, a survival hatchet and a knife is all you need. You know, and if you're going to give me a third item, I would go for the fishing line.
You know? You can make your own fishing line. I'd rather have something to make fire easier, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
Cause
definitely want to make fire easy.
Yeah.
I'm good with fires.
Cody, would you ever play Survivor?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's for money, right?
Yeah.
So.
There's not a whole lot you want to do for money, right?
Oh, no shit. I mean, it's fucking. Isn't it a reality show? So it's like a lot of money?
Yeah.
Like, how much is it?
I think they're up to like $500,000.
Oh, it's 500K? Goddamn.
Yeah. But, yeah, I would totally outwit, outplay, outlast, totally do it all. I actually want to try Survivor. I think it would be fun as fuck.
I mean, I'm definitely not fit enough for it, but it'd be worth a shot. I mean, how long is it, a week?
No, I think it's a couple months.
That was a couple months?
Yeah, I think it's like a 1 or 2 months.
It'd be doable. It would just be a pain. But
I think
that's
it's
a
like,
lot of money for it, so it'd be worth it.
I think it's like... I think it's over 2 months because I think it's like 67 days, 68 days, 70 days, something like that. Right around there. But yeah.
1, 2, 3.
So until next time, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/KOABDpod. Stay true.
Stay fucking funny.
And always be a big deal.
Hey, I'm kind of a big deal. I'm here and I'm gonna fly. Gonna fly above the world and see it tonight. I'm gonna see the people proud. See the people living in peace. No war, cause this is what we need. And I say I am here and I am revolutionary. I'm gonna make everything look like it was a dictionary. All these words, pinnacle, heart. Doing what you needed when you got me to start in. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Let's love everybody for who they are tonight. Come on, we are the one. We are gonna stand together because we can do this together. We can rise.
Stand up for what's right. Love them. Hold them. Believe in them. We are all brothers and sisters, and we will rise.